Reverend Gallagher was supposed to read this.
The scripture.
Wow. And I can't help myself. I just snatched it from him. I'll be honest. So I hope he can forgive me. But this morning in Sunday school, you know where I'm stuck on. I just wanted to read Psalm 107. So some of you all that didn't come to Sunday school will understand why we ended up in here. I was cold when I first came in here, but I'm sweating now. Because that Psalm 107 just set my heart ablaze today. So I just want to share it with the house this morning. So you can feel the words of this song. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried. Somebody cried this morning. Lord, somebody cried last night. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, that somebody this morning would just give some thanks to God. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then, that one that was in bondage, then the word says that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And he saved them out of their distresses. Somebody been in trouble, but the Lord showed up when you cried out to him. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Then it says, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Somebody gave a report that when they stood before the judge just broke the chains in pieces. See, when you've been released by God, Lord have mercy. How can you come into the house of the Lord and not give him some praise? Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Lord have mercy. But this word is saying, even the fools cried out. Read the word now. And then what it said in the last part, said, it's telling you exactly what the fools did, right? But then it says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distress. So all I know, you can be a fool this morning. Just cry on out to the Lord. In the midst of your foolishness, I said, I just read, you can be a fool this morning. Even a fool can cry out. And God will save you. Even a fool. Anybody ever cut food? even a fool. Yeah. So that means that some of y'all got family members that are fools. You just hold on to your hope and know that one of these days, that fool in your bloodline is going to rise to the Lord. And we are people in Jesus.
There's a breakthrough coming, because the Holy Ghost thanks. Give thanks to me. Just give thanks. Not what I'm looking for. I just want to give him thanks for what he's already done. That he didn't have to do. Just give him thanks. He'll get all in your heart and get all in your back pocket and get all in all your messes and straighten up somebody. Just give him thanks. Good God. Good God.
Thank you.
and darkness and death was looming around the corner. Death was peeping at them around the corner. But the word says, but they cried out unto the Lord. And the Lord heard them in their distresses. And death had to move out of that corner and go somewhere else. Isn't that right? So I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep on praising the Lord. I'm going to praise my way to go with glory. I'm going to praise my way to get rich. I'm going to praise my way to get healthy. I'm going to praise my way till I get my peace. Whatever you want today, just praise your way. Praise your way. You praise him. That headache will leave right there. I've been a fool of many a days. Lord have mercy. But this word is reminding me that even when I was foolish, thought I was doing my own thing. But as the devil began to serve that plate, that meal of his, and I couldn't stand it no more. My body was rejecting it. So I cried out to the Lord. Because I remember the days when everything was fine. And when I cried out to the Lord, he was waiting to hear my cry. Lord, have mercy. Why do we go through so much when all we have to do is humble ourselves before an all-wise God, and he'll change our circumstances? Lord, have mercy. Boy, I tell you, the Holy Ghost will come up in here and just tow this service all up so somebody can give God some praise. The Holy Ghost would have landed in this place so that you wouldn't be the usual clock. The Holy Ghost wanted God to be praised early in the service. I'm just so glad I'm here because I can't even describe it to anybody else. All I know, I was caught up with y'all. Why? All that means would get God's praise. Well, take my little to-do list and tear it up. I don't need those things I thought I needed. All I need is more of God. And he'll pour into my life whatever he wants me to have, whatever he wants to give me. Lord, I'm satisfied that you want to give me something. And whatever you give me, God's going to be more than what I ask for anyway. Why? Because you're God. You're God. You're God. Yeah, I'm asking for a new Chevy. And he wants to give me a Lexus. I'm asking for small things. You know, because I think I'm a small person, you know. You see what I'm saying? And God wants to give me bigger and better. That's why I'm tearing up my list, my to-do list, my begging list. I'm going to stop asking God for everything. I'm going to say, Lord, you just bless me. My heart be satisfied. Lord, have mercy. We see one thing in a person, and we want them to live with the one thing. So if this alcohol is the problem, then we pray that God will release them from alcohol. No, no. We should be praying, God, just bless. Just bless. Because see, you see the alcohol. You see the drunk. But God sees the alcohol, the drunk, and the demons. God sees all of the sin. So see, when you ask him for one thing, what the chief sin is standing in the way.
Just one thing that we're looking at, but all faith.
mercy. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's soul was set on fire today. Lord, have mercy.
And you know what?
We've gotten so holy that we don't even want to be around foolish folks. Because you don't witness to them, you keep going witnessing to them. The more you witness to them, the worse they get. But this word here will encourage you. You should be saying to a foolish man that when you're ready to change your ways, I know somebody named you can call on. And if you praise him while you're calling on, he'll take your foolish ways and bless your soul. Why? Because you ought to tell him in Psalm 107, it said the fools cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Don't be better than the fool. Just be strong. You say, I know what you need. I can't give it to you, but I know somebody that can. So, brother, when you're ready to do the get better, it's available to you. Just begin to pray for Lord. Just begin to think about him back over your life. And who saved you all those times? Who kept bringing you out of all that trouble? There must be somebody up in glory. It's a reason you still here. We need to encourage folks that in the midst of all your foolishness, there's a God that is ready to bless your life. Just turn to him and praise him. Praise him. Your way out? Praise. Just praise yourself all the way out. There's been a release in your life, AJ, but it's up to you how far you move from where you've been. I will praise myself all down the street. I will praise myself out of state. I will praise myself right up to the mountaintop. I will just keep praising the Lord. And as you praise the Lord, you're releasing yourself to him. So, everybody want to go somewhere. But we think we're supposed to get everywhere on somebody else's back. Folks will talk to you for about a half a second and they say, you hear me. You got to go. I got to put you down. And they put you down too. Because they're trying to get the old place. But oh, when you begin to praise God for yourself, Lord, have mercy. He gets in the midst. Keep on walking, son. Keep on walking. There ought to be some other folks walking with
you. Thank you, God.
There ought to be some other folks walking with you. I don't know.